Okay, I'm going to start by asking you to state your name, date, and location.
Heather Dudley. Today's date is October 23rd, 2020, and I'm in Durant, Oklahoma.
Okay, and can you tell me one of your happiest memories?
I think one of my happiest memories is when my grandson was born. Just seeing how cute he was and knowing that he was produced, or he was here from my child, would definitely be one of my happiest.
Okay. And can you tell me about one of your most difficult memories? Okay, we're gonna skip that one. Can you tell me about someone you will always remember?
Someone I'll always remember is probably my grandpa, on my mom, my dad on my mom's side. He was just a really down-to-earth, kind guy. He always was excited to see us. When I moved to Oklahoma, I would go home and visit with him, and I just think about him a lot, even since he's passed.
Grandpa George?
Yes.
Yeah, he's a good guy. I love that man. What do you feel most grateful for in your life?
I think I'm most grateful for the life that I was able to provide my family. I wouldn't say that we're rich, but I wouldn't say that we're low class. I mean, I would say that we definitely
can provide for ourselves.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the fact that we had an opportunity to move to Oklahoma and meet new people, meet all kinds of people I would have never met in my life, one being my best friend, Angela, who I've known for about 16 years now, and she's one of the greatest people I think I've ever met.
Okay, what is your favorite memory of me?
I don't think I just have one favorite memory. I think I have a lot. I mean, just watching you grow up as a kid. I mean, I don't have just one favorite memory. Just watching you as an individual, and then now watching you take care of my grandson, and how good of a job you do, and the patience you have for him, and the love that you could have for another person.
Do you have any regrets? You can keep going. Do you have any regrets?
I don't really think I have any regrets. I do know that when we did move to Oklahoma, of course, I'm not close with my family as I used to be. We don't get to see them as much, but it definitely is not a regret. It's just something that I wish distance wasn't so far. I wish there was time to be able to travel more, work a little bit less. There was a time when you were in school and I wasn't always able to go to all of your sports games, as in like track when they would be far away, some of your basketball games I didn't get off in time. That actually is probably one of my biggest regrets, is just if I could have worked a little bit less and been home a little bit more while you were in school growing up, and then been able to travel just a little bit more to spend more time with family and friends, and not lose some of the connections that I had in another state.
Okay, what are you most proud of in your life?
I think the fact that I'm proud of the fact that I have a healthy child. I have a healthy marriage. We have a nice house. I have a good job. I have a healthy grandson. I'm proud of how we've come so far with, like I said, being in another state without our family and was able to succeed without, I mean, we've always had support from distance, but just being able to
have where the physical support,
where we've come from, where we started.
How would you like to be remembered?
I would just like to be remembered as a caring, kind person who cared for others, would put others' needs before my own. Yeah, I think that's pretty much that.
What are your hopes for me and maybe my children?
My hope for you is to finish college, get a good paying job, a nice job somewhere, find someone who will take care of you, my grandson, that will also have a good financial job to be able to support you guys. And then, you know, down the line, possibly have another child. I just want happiness for you and AJ. That's the only thing I ever could want or could dream of. Of course, his needs come first. And I hope you're successful at whatever you achieve, whatever your goals are, in doing once you're done with college.
Okay, if this was our last conversation, is there anything? If this was our last conversation, is there anything you would want to say to me?
Yes, the fact that you even mentioned last conversation makes me even sad to think about, but I would want you to know that I always tried, always had your best interest at heart. I always tried to make you happy. I always tried to show you how much love I had for you. Always wanted the best. I would definitely want you and AJ to know that I love you guys more than life itself. To go on with your life and find someone to be happy with, succeed, and just make a name for yourself in this world.
Okay, so now I'm going to tell you what you have meant to me. I'll probably cry. You're my best friend, and I absolutely love you with more than anything in my heart. You and AJ equally both have a great place in my heart. I've always known how much you support me and love me, and there's never a moment in the day where I haven't ever thought that you don't love me, even if I was young and I've said it. I've always appreciated you. I've appreciated you and James both so much. You guys have never let me down or let me cry at rock bottom by myself. You guys have always helped lift me up and be the best parents that I could absolutely have. I appreciate you guys so much for bringing me up the way you did. And no matter what, I couldn't be the best mom that I am now without you guys, because you guys have helped me understand the true meaning of love and genuinely helped me achieve everything that I've got right now. And I can't absolutely wait to help try and give back to you guys later when I'm actually successful. Because that's all I hope for, is try to help. It's just try to help you guys and give back to what you guys gave me. I know that would never be possible because you've literally given birth to me. But I just want to try and give back because you guys mean the world to me and I love you so much. Okay, and we'll go back and answer. Can you tell me about one of the most difficult memories?
One of the most difficult memories is not being... So, me and my husband tried having kids, and I have had 2 miscarriages. The first one... We're really excited about. About 12 weeks into that pregnancy, we found out there was no longer a heartbeat, and it really took a toll on us. Being only having one kid, I always wanted Tina to have a sibling. I didn't think it was very fair for her to have to grow up in a home where she was the only one and didn't have any siblings to be there and support her when she was older if something was to happen to us. And so then a couple years later, I got pregnant again, and we were excited but very fearful because of what happened the first time. We didn't really tell many people, except for my mom. And of course, Tina knew. And then again at 12 weeks, there was no heartbeat. So at that point, we just made a decision. To not try anymore, for my health. And, we weren't really sure why we weren't able to carry past 12 weeks. And that really had a impact on everybody, I do believe. There was a lot of sadness. But we were able to love Tina like she was... Well, she was our only, but we just took all that love that we would have given another child and... gave it to our own child. But yeah, that was probably one of my most difficult memories, and I still think about it daily. Not daily, I wouldn't say, but probably a couple times a year, because it is hard to get excited about having another human being brought into the world, and then that hope kind of goes away. Well.